Welcome to Human Music on KVSH LP Vashon. I am your host, Mira Jo. On this show, I invite guests to join me in a conversation as we listen to music together. My guest today is Holy Hannah, Minneapolis-born, world-bred singer-songwriter Hannah Vanderhoff is an original soul rock folk performing and recording artist, Holy Hannah. Her vignetted musical style speaks to the inception of rock and roll, an amalgam of blues, soul, folk, rock roots, which reminds us authentic, organic songs are still alive and well. She's currently on her Ramblin' Woman tour, playing shows in the Pacific Northwest, making a two-week stop on Vashon Island. Catch her live at The Yard on Vashon Island, Saturday, August 1st, 7 p.m., performing her cathartic songs steeped in soul filled with heart, including her most recent alt-folk single, Fickle Wind, available for download and streaming, and follow her at Holy Hannah Club for upcoming shows and releases. Welcome to Human Music.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm very excited to talk music with you, learn a little bit about you, and have you perform live in studio. So I usually start this show with a question about your earliest memory of playing music or listening to music. What was that memory for you?
Well, I fortunately was born into a music fanatic household. So pretty much coming out the womb, or even we'll say in it, I was exposed to all kinds of music. And my family, my parents specifically, were big jazz fans, as well as all kinds of, you know, classic folk and classic rock music. And from morning till night, they would have music playing in the house. And then I'm the youngest of four, so then you also have my siblings who are also huge music enthusiasts, and they're all listening to their respective decades of music. So I had this really nice breadth of exposure. And I remember on Saturday mornings we put on public radio and we'd be listening to this bluegrass program, or I'd be up in my room singing a cappella Joni Mitchell songs. My first instruments, I mean, lots of kids, you start off playing the sticks or the recorder. I had the little keyboard class, like practicing music composition. I played saxophone for a hot second. If you put one in my hands, Lord, if I could play that thing, no way. But when I was 13, my dad saw me take an interest in the guitars lying around the house, and he's like, hey, guess what? I got a bonus at work. I got you one. And ever since then, I taught myself how to play. So we'll say 20, 25-ish years later, I'm now a full-time musician, and it feels really good.
That's amazing. Your vibe is so cool.
Oh, thanks, Mama. Right back at you. Takes one to know one.
How did you like develop your sound and your identity as a musician?
Well, I guess you could say I've been, and this is the case for music in general, and I think any songwriter is extremely influenced by all the music they've ever heard and loved. And that's where, even when I was making my debut album, I felt this dilemma about putting my name on it, because I'm like, but this, I can't claim authorship of this, really. It's all just a filtration of all the music I've ever been influenced by. And that is such a widespread. I mean, everything from Joni Mitchell, Neil Young, to Led Zeppelin, the Beatles, Jimi Hendrix, Bonnie Raitt is my like super icon. I've always looked up to her, especially because she's a fellow redhead badass guitar player. Sorry, I swore. Okay. And then, you know, Sade and Erykah Badu and Lauryn Hill and all the jazz cats, you know, I just all of those influences, I kind of a piece of it stays with me and comes out in my songwriting. And that just combined with this very interesting road that I've led since left home at 17 and been on my own since then, finding my way in the world. And all of the experiences I've had definitely make their way into my songwriting as a cathartic process.
Yeah, when I was listening to your songs, I heard a little Susie and the Banshees, just the edginess, your edginess and kind of attitude. You know? And so you left home at 17.
Uh-huh.
And what was that experience like?
Oh, by far and away, one of the more difficult experiences of my life. It's pretty loaded, and I don't know how deep I need to go into that exactly, but it was one of those. I grew up in a very insular, very separate community, and it just was not for me. And I was like, deuces, I gotta make my way, and think for myself. And so I got out, and that was a very challenging time. I was estranged from the community I'd ever known. I was estranged from my family for a period of time. And I had music to turn to as this connecting bridge to meeting new people and finding new community to tap into. It really saved me in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I can really relate to that. I mean, I started writing songs when I was 15 or 16, picked up the guitar, and it was a, you know, very lonely childhood, and music was such a friend. And so that's what I hear you saying, mm-hmm. is that, you know, it kept you going through dark moments.
Oh my goodness, yes. Music has saved me so many times. And what's interesting too is that's like, I feel like music chooses you. Because it's not an easy road. It's a very challenging path to take, occupation to step into. But I wouldn't trade it for anything at this point in my life. And all this, the point I want to make is that there have been so many times in the midst of those challenges where I've been ready to just quit and walk away and be like, okay, I'm going to go for the straight life, whatever. I can't do this anymore. But then music would always come knocking on my door again and being like, I'm still here. You can't forget me because it's who you are. And I'm like, yeah. So I just over the years had to learn how to manage my energy for it and not to take on too much, not to gig too much to the point that I become apathetic for it. Because if we're not having fun as players, as musicians, as songwriters, nobody's enjoying it. It has to really come from the heart that this is something that we're effusing and sharing from a powerful place. And so yeah, now that I've moved into the last 6 years of full-time musicianship, I've learned some important tricks to managing just staying excited for it and keeping the wheels greased, so to speak.
Yeah, I remember when, you know, I felt like I was going down a path that I didn't want to go down with life, this lifestyle and playing music. And I tried to leave. I gave up music. I stopped playing. And someone said, if it's in you, you can't kill it, you know? Mm-hmm. And it took a little time to separate the music and the expression from the lifestyle and the experience of the scene and everything like that. And so I love to hear that you sort of found your way back to it as its own special entity, separate from other things like life things. And that is a very special. And I think that really represents what we experience as listeners. When we listen to music, it puts us in our own special world and it feels safe and secure and warm and a reprieve from life, you know, but still so connected to our souls and our emotions.
See.
And so, like, how do you get, where does your songwriting inspiration come from? Do you just sort of sit down and show up and the songs appear, or do you get inspired by things that are happening, or is it a more mysterious process for you?
It's a combination for sure, and sometimes it'll take me by surprise. More often than not, it will be, like I mentioned before, just this cathartic process. Like, I'll be going through something in my life, certain emotions will be coming up, and I'll know. I'll just get a feeling like, oh, I get something inside me says, go pick up your guitar. And 9 times out of 10, when I do that, there's a song ready to come out. And it'll be like a 3-hour labor, and boom, there's this full-fledged song. I'm like, wow, what a gift. And in other cases, it will be more laborious for sure. Like, I remember just one of the more recent songs I wrote, I think I spent 40 hours to get just the everything arranged and the demo to a place where I'm like, okay, yeah, this is how I want it. And I usually write from a first person place, but once in a while too, I'll be inspired by something that I feel like this deserves a song. Like, for example, I had a friend going through a rough time a couple summers ago, and I didn't know how to help her. And that was hard for me as a friend, but I was like, but what's my gift? Oh, I can write songs. I can write her a song. And I did that, and intrinsically ended up being a gift for me too, like a way to process a more difficult time. And I love that about songwriting. It's just, it is quite a magical thing. And I think a lot of songwriters can attest to that. Like, all of a sudden, you'll just get this knock, like, there's a little something there ready to come through. And if you're not open and available to catch it, somebody else will. Like, it'll come through if it needs to come through. And so I like to remain very sensitive to that feeling or that notion. Whenever I hear inside of me, you might go pick up or think, get your guitar. I've made it a discipline and a practice to honor that, because there usually is a song ready to come out.
I can identify with you so much. It happened to me recently, but it was like midnight and I was supposed to be getting ready for bed and I had to work the next morning. Uh-huh. But I was just like, I guess I'm not going to bed. And because I'm right there with you. It's like, if you're not receptive to it, I feel like then the muse is like, well, I guess she's not really into me and this thing, so maybe I don't have to visit her that often or something. You know, I just feel like if you aren't receptive, like you're talking about it, it's, you lose something, I guess. Or, and it's funny because I wrote a song from a perspective of a friend, and I recently turned it into first person because for whatever reason, it felt like very true for me. But it didn't feel true for me at the time. Mm. And so I like how you kind of move between yourself and the people close to you and draw on those experiences. That's really beautiful. Has your sound changed a lot, or have you sort of stuck to one, not genre, but I mean, you have so many different influences, but how have you developed that sound, the sound itself?
Yeah, it's definitely evolved.
Yeah.
It's hard to pigeonhole me and what I do. And for music industry, or more like stuck in the mud music industry people, that's very frustrating to them. Like, what's your lane? What do you mean you're doing other things? But I don't believe in that at all. I think we all get influenced in so many different ways. And as long as it's an authentic expression, like, who cares if it's this or that genre? Like, a good song is a good song, which obviously is subjective as well. I also think about recorded material as a time capsule. For example, with my debut album, I'm really proud of it. I spent 2 years. We did an initial live to tape tracking as a trio, and I chose an analog studio because I really wanted as much of like a real life vibe as possible, and just kind of geeking out about analog gear in general. Mm-hmm. And at that moment in my life, it ended up capturing this very raw, like kind of like soul scream. Mm. And so there's points where I'll go back and listen to it and be like, whoa, that's really aggressive. But apparently that's what needed to come out at the time. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely a vignetted album. It's a rock and roll album, but it kind of takes different soundscapes. And since then, I'd say my songwriting has gone either in a more like folky songwriter kind of route or more soul R&B. Mm-hmm. And so right now I have all of this unrecorded material that I'm like, well, how am I going to do this? Am I going to make another album that's like kind of like a little bit of everything? Or do I want to batch it out specific to the genres as EPs? So I'm still kind of sitting with how I'm going to approach my sophomore release.
That's exciting. I like that you take risks in your songwriting. You take unexpected turns, I would say, which is, I like to hear that because I don't always want to just be like, oh, this is this song and it's going to sound like this. It's like, I like to be surprised sometimes during songs. And, cool. And that's how I sort of felt when I was listening to your music.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that.
If you're just joining us, this is Human Music on KVSH LP Vashon. I've been talking with my guest, Holy Hannah. Hannah will be playing at The Yard on Saturday, August 1st, 7 p.m. right here on Vashon. How did you find us on Vashon?
Well, I found myself down in Mexico right before COVID hit, and I had a gut feeling to not take my flight back. And it was one of the scarier things I've ever done, more courageous things I've ever done. So I stayed, and about 2 weeks later, COVID. And as the town reopened, I was like, wow, I could make life down here happen if I started gigging. And that's what ushered in my era of music, like full-time musician. So while living and playing down there, I met several friends who are either from the island or have moved here. And so when I was talking about coming up to the States on tour, they're like, you gotta come through. So last summer was my first visit. And I just had a blast, and I was like, yeah, I connect with this place for sure. I would love to return on a regular basis. And so here I am back on Vashon Island.
Yeah, you fit right in. We love eclectic people here on Vashon. Awesome. So it's great to have you. So I've asked you to pick a song that is meaningful to you or mm-hmm. influential. And so do you want to tell us what song you picked and why?
Yeah. I chose a song called On the Beach by Neil Young. I listened to a lot of Neil Young growing up. But what I appreciate so much about his songwriting and the way that he plays and his soloing is not only is there's so much space. I really appreciate space in the musical like soundscape. It lets it breathe. It's not this show-offy thing, and it's just so simple and just hits home. It's like a good like chicken soup or something, like just basic, but really just hits the nail on the head. And there's some melodies specifically that he plays in his guitar soloing in this song that just like really do it for me. And then what's more, I'm like, well, going to the radio interview. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to a radio interview and I'm on tour. And I'm the introverted extrovert, and he definitely talks about that in this song. And I just thought it was really appropriate for our visit.
Great. Let's listen to On the Beach by Neil Young.
Turn away. miss them yesterday.
That was On the Beach by Neil Young. And my guest today is Holy Hannah. And I want to thank you, Hannah, for helping me hear that song today, because I just felt like it really captured something that I've been going through, which is I just feel sort of lost musically. Mm. And so I'm kind of reshaping my identity around what I'm creating. And when I hear this song, what I hear Neil Young saying is, it's going to be okay. As soothing, you know, like everything is going to be okay.
See.
Right?
Yeah. He touches on so many cool elements in that song. I mean, from just kind of like the open-endedness of being on the road, being a road dog and musician, to the pressure of being on stage or doing interviews, but it at the end of the day sometimes being a very, very lonely process. And I mean, I don't know how many times I get home from a gig, and it's just like, it's this such a strange juxtaposition, because it's such a public thing and you talk to all these people. And then at the end of the night, you're the last one packing up, the last one to leave the venue, go home all alone. And it's such a drastic change.
Yeah.
And I mean, the songwriting piece of it too. I mean, I'm sure like for those who get to like have a really strong bond with bandmates or are collaborating with other songwriters for the songwriting process, perhaps there's trade-offs there. Mm-hmm. Totally. But as a predominantly solo performer, or working with hired players where I don't quite have that strong band dynamic, it is this very lonely piece. But then on top of that, he's like the state of our world right now, like totally unprecedented, I'm guessing. And it seems that way. And I don't think any of us really know what's coming or what's in the pipeline. And I love this line that the world is turning. I hope it don't turn away, or I don't want to see it turn away. And that's exactly how I feel. I'm sure that's a shared sentiment for you too. It's like we've got all these crazy things going on, but man, we got to stay checked in. Mm-hmm. And just really rally around the things that matter. And that's where I'm so excited and believe so much in music as a really important key to our future and how we move forward, the arts in general, to keep us tapped into like what matters and what connects us as people and humans, and is that bridge between individuals on different ends of the spectrum. It's like this rallying point that we can all relate around.
Yeah, it's about trusting. You know, like that, and like that idea of everything's going to be, or trusting in something other than the reality that's around us. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it pangs me when I hear you talk about the performance and the afterwards, and because, you know, you give so much when you're performing and you're so vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And you touch people. But when you leave the performance, you don't know the extent that you've touched people, but you kind of have to trust that all that vulnerability that you put out is coming back to you in some way because of the lives that you touched and moved during your performance. And I know that's like a really tough thing to do when the feeling is so visceral. Mm-hmm. But I think it's trust, you know, trusting that you're connecting with people, connecting people to each other, and we're connecting with you. So I'm really excited that you're going to perform some songs for us. If you're just joining us, this is Human Music on KVSH LP Vashon, and I've been talking to my guest, Holy Hannah. Play a few, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what you're going to play first?
So I was going to leave it up until the live moment, just to see how our conversation flowed. And just on the note of what we just touched on, I'm going to play this tune called Compromise. And I wrote this essentially about the challenges of finding love, being a woman on the road, and being a musician. And I guess I'll let the song kind of speak for itself.
Something so deep. You said you love me by your side. Would you do anything to be by my? Compromise, just a love that wants to try. Well, I wanna be by your side. If you knew that you would be by mine, where the love gets louder, where the action speaks, when you fall.
It wasn't just the words of the song, but there was a feeling of being on the road in something about the melody or the way you're playing the guitar. There was definitely, I felt like I was on the road.
Cool.
That was really cool.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it.
What are you going to play next?
Ooh, so, okay, perfect. If you want to get the feeling of being on the road, this next tune is for you. So this is the namesake of my tour. This is called Ramblin' Woman. And I wrote this after one of my long loops that I made. In this particular case, I was driving up from Old Mexico. I was driving up from Sayulita and drove in a big loop-de-loo around the west and ended up back in my hometown of Minneapolis. It's probably about a 7,000-mile trip in this case. And when I landed there, this song popped out. And so it kind of takes you through the different landscapes that I got to see along the way. Struck the sky, the air is thick and fat with rain tonight. There's no one around for miles. The wind, it calls my name. See, I'm a rambling woman. I'm right at home. Where I lay, but a feather saw the river bend. They saw the rising, steep and crumbling, the red rock desert. Deep ravine, stained with the hard times of bloodshed and tragedy. Do you remember how we used to live? Taking only what we need from what she gives. Grass and lupine, bellflowers and sagebrush. The sun rises, day breaks, all is still and quiet. Silent morning that's broken sudden by no one round for miles. The wind, it calls my name. I'm a rambling woman. I'm right at home where I lay. Midnight star shine, silhouette of tree line, moonlit mountains, peaks and ridges climbing, the meadows of woodlands that shadow in the night, crickets and coyotes singing in the pines, no one around for miles, the wind, it calls my name.
beautiful. You know, it's crazy. The song, it feels to me, you tell this incredible story that's very visual, and the song feels like it's shaped around the experience, and the guitar like accompanies the song, which is so cool. Like, do you start with the melody, or do you start with the guitar? Like, how does it start?
I usually begin with the guitar.
Oh, really?
It's usually the first chord.
Okay.
Or a riff. And then the melody will come, and I'll just kind of like ad lib, like gibberish, unless sometimes the lyrics will come directly. And if they don't, I just kind of make up words and sounds, and then we'll plug and play lyrics later on. There are occasions where the lyrics will be first, or I'll say something and be like, ooh, that sounds like a line, and I'll write it down, and I'll write around that.
Well, the guitar, you use it so artfully just to color your story, and it's really amazing. You're going to play one more song for us?
I am going to play awesome. One more song. So this is one of the more recent tunes that I wrote. And actually, I did write this for a friend. We went through a hard time in our friendship, and this song came out as like kind of an offering. And it ends up being, have you heard of the Ho'oponopono prayer before? I hope I don't quote this incorrectly, but it's something like, thank you, I love you, forgive me, I'm sorry, or some different order of that. That's pretty much the sentiment behind this tune. Thank you.
If you're just joining us, this is Human Music on KVSH LP Vashon, and that was my guest, Holy Hannah, performing live in studio. She will be at the Yard on Vashon Island Saturday, August 1st, 7 p.m., so you can catch her there. What beautiful songs. It's so interesting because we're going to play a recorded song of yours next, but to hear you just solo is really special. And is that what you're just going to be, solo at the Yard?
Yeah, I'm holding it down. I got my electric guitar.
Okay, cool.
And I'll be doing a nice spectrum of music. I'll be playing some more upbeat stuff to get, you know, foots tapping and people dancing. And I'll, but I'll also have an offering of some of my more songwriter stuff as well. In addition to classics, you know, tributes, songs, Good Medicine that we all know and love so well, just the nostalgic stuff that hits home.
Tell us a little bit about where you're going after Vashon.
Well, I am actually working on some shows. I may or may not be playing in Bellingham. I'm waiting to hear back a little bit, but for sure I'm going up to play in Vancouver. So that's where I was thinking, if I could get one more show along the way, that'd be great. Otherwise, I'll be just visiting some friends in Northern Washington. I'll be playing a house show up in Deep Cove, North Vancouver, on Friday, August 7th. And the very next morning, getting up at the crack of dawn and turning around to play Rockstock in Laconia, Washington, which I'm super stoked about. It'll be a day-long festival, lots of different bands playing, and I'll be holding down a solo set with everyone. And it's open to the public, so it's all the funds go to, I can't remember the fundraiser exactly, but it's all for a good cause. And then I'll be flying to Europe for a month, hoping to get some shows. I've got at least one show over there, but otherwise visiting some friends, just seeing some new places. And then flying back to Seattle to pick up where I left off. So as it stands, it's looking like I'll be playing at the Tractor Tavern on September 15th and working on a bill for that and beyond. So I'm going to be coming back to the PNW for sure on the regular. So excited to share more music with y'all.
Awesome. We're lucky to have you here. We are going to play one more song of yours that's a recorded song. Can you tell us a little bit about the song, the recording?
So, Fickle Wind, I wrote this some time ago. I think I was in the midst of a relationship where my partner wasn't quite hip to what I do and really struggled with my desire to share my music and be on the road and on the move. And it's just kind of, I know it's not for everybody, but it's definitely for me. It just kind of clicks for me. I feel like I'm meant for it, or I'm made for it. as lonely as it can get and as it, despite it, the challenges it presents. After so long, I kind of get that itch like, oh, I want to get on the road again. The open road, the big sky, new places, new people, new corners to discover. So I wrote the song all about that. And just kind of it being my nature. I recorded this back in Minneapolis at a place called Nicollet Island Recording Studio with some very talented cats from back there. We have JT Bates on the drum, Jeremy Ilvesucker on the lead guitar, and my co-producer and studio engineer also played bass on that, and his name is John Herkert. We created that together and released that as my most recent single.
Right, let's listen to Fickle Wind by Holy Hannah.
Forgive me, I'm all over the place. I know I can be so difficult to take when all the mountains in my mind. Will they get the best of me sometimes? I've been struggling. Sometimes I feel left to be desired, and I've been straddling this old line, and every day is a different kind. Oh, I try so hard to change into something steady.
great recording of that song. So This is your single that you're working on your next album.
Yes.
Oh, can't wait to hear the rest of the album. Do you have the songs already for that? Or
I do. Okay. It's just a matter of kind of whittling down which one they're going to be, which ones they're going to be. I got a lot.
I love that you shared this intimate time with us with just you and your acoustic guitar, and that we got to hear that song that you worked on in the studio. And then at the Yard on August 1st at 7 p.m., you'll be playing with your electric guitar.
Yeah.
And so I feel like we're going to get a really full experience of all that you have to offer us on Vashon. So thank you for joining us on Human Music.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you.
You've been listening to Human Music, and I'm your host, Mira Jo. And on this show, I invite guests to join me in a conversation as we listen to music together. Thank you, Jim Marsh, for producing the show today. Tune in to his Whiskey Hour radio program every Friday at 9 p.m. on KVSH LP Vashon, your listener-supported island connection.